A very, very good day to you, dear children. Do you know what am I holding in my hand right now? I'm holding a peacock feather. Does this remind you of somebody? Absolutely right. This brings the name of Lord Krishna to our minds. Lord Krishna, who is also known as Makhan Chor Nand Kishore. Meaning of this is the one who steals butter. Okay, first of all, tell me children, how many of you are naughty? There, I can see that naughty smile on your faces. Your eyes are twinkling. You all are naughty. Yay! That is good. It is good to be a little naughty. You know, even I was a little naughty as a child. How many of you are brave? Raise your hands. Very good. We all should be brave. Okay, now time for some fun. Let us sing a short poem. And you know for who we are going to sing this poem? This is for Lord Krishna. Are you all ready? Okay, you all should clap with me. Let us start the poem then. Twinkle, twinkle, little star, Krishna is my superstar. Twinkle, twinkle, little star, Krishna is my superstar. Moon, sun and stars, they sing all, Jai Shri Krishna Bal Gopal. Jai Shri Krishna Bal Gopal. Twinkle, twinkle, little star, Krishna is our superstar. Krishna stayed in Vrindavan. Krishna stayed in Vrindavan. He played flute, games, and had lots of fun. He played flute, games, and had lots of fun. Krishna is my superstar. Krishna is my superstar. His temples are wonderful and not very far. His temples are wonderful and not very far. Twinkle, twinkle, little star, Krishna is our superstar. Little fair, little dark, he is like moon without a mark. Little fair, little dark, he is like moon without a mark. Krishna is brave and he is powerful. Krishna is brave and he is powerful. No one can defeat him, not even a bull. No one can defeat him, not even a bull. Twinkle, twinkle, little star, Krishna is our superstar. Twinkle, twinkle, little star, Krishna is our superstar. Yay! Let's clap. So, after this lovely poem, we are all charged up now. And we can start the story of Lord Krishna. Lord Krishna, who is the 8th avatar of Lord Vishnu. The title of the story for today is The Birth of Lord Krishna. So, dear children, I will now tell you how Lord Krishna was born. Let us start then. Kans was the king of Mathura. He was very cruel and troubled people. He killed many sages. When his cruel deeds became too much for everyone to handle, devtas approached Lord Vishnu for help. Lord Vishnu took pity and promised them that he would soon be born on earth to kill Kans. Kans had a sister named Devaki, whom he loved a lot. Devaki got married to King Vasudev. And after their marriage, Kans was taking Devaki and Vasudev to their palace. Suddenly, a voice echoed from the sky. "O Kansa, the 8th son of Devaki and Vasudev will be your killer." Hearing this, Kans was filled with anger and he tried to kill Devaki with a sword. Vasudev wanted to protect Devaki. He went near Kans and with folded hands he said, "Dear Kans, do not kill Devaki. I promise you that I will hand over all our children to you. Please spare Devaki. Don't kill her, please." And then Kans threw Devaki and Vasudev into prison. He pledged to kill all their children to save himself from death. Many years passed. Kans mercilessly killed 6 sons of Devaki and Vasudev. Both of them wept, but they could not do anything at all. When the 7th child was about to be born, Lord Vishnu magically transferred the baby from Devaki's womb into Mother Rohini's womb, and the 7th child was born as the son of Mother Rohini, who was the first wife of King Vasudev. This baby, the elder brother of Krishna, was named Balaram. Finally, the time came for Lord Vishnu to take avatar. The 8th child was about to be born. It was a dark night. Sky was full of dense clouds. There was thundering and lightning in the sky, and very heavy rains were pouring from the sky. Suddenly, all the guards magically slept. A divine light filled the prison of Devaki and Vasudev. And then the cries of a baby filled the prison walls. Their 8th son, baby Krishna, had been born. Immediately, magically, their iron chains and the solid iron locks of the prison broke and the prison doors opened up. And dear children, all this happened magically. Why? This was because Krishna had been born. Vasudev now wanted to save Krishna from cruel Kans, and he put the baby in a basket, swam across River Yamuna. River Yamuna was flooded due to heavy rains happening throughout the night. As soon as baby Krishna's feet touched Yamuna, the water levels magically went down and Vasudev swam easily and reached Gokul, where his friend Nand used to live with his wife Yashoda. Nand was the chief of the village and a cowherd. Yashoda had also given birth to a girl the same night. Everyone in the village and in Nand Baba's house was sleeping. Vasudev quietly kept Krishna in the baby cot and sadly took the baby girl with him. He was sad because he knew that Kans would kill this baby girl. I know children, you all are thinking that this was wrong. Vasudev should not have put the life of the baby girl in danger. But you see children, it was important to save Krishna for the safety of the entire world. Now, when Vasudev reached back to the prison, everything became the way it was earlier. Guards woke up and news of the baby birth to Kans. Cruel Kans came running with a sword to kill the baby. As soon as he touched the girl, she changed to goddess Yogmaya, flew up in the sky with a thundering voice. She said, "O demon, the one who will kill you has already been born. You are fool trying to kill me. Your end is bound to happen." Saying so, the goddess vanished. So you see children, this was the story of the birth of Lord Krishna. In the next episode, I'll bring you another interesting story of Lord Krishna. Now, give me a big smile. Jai Shri Krishna. Fir milenge. Bye for now. And children, keep listening to the episodes of Story Nama.